Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today, this audio is going to be based off Psalm 34:3. And once I read that, it's going to tell you exactly why I'm reading all these scriptures to you afterwards. And even though we're not all together face-to-face at the same time, if you listen to this audio, and then another sister listens at another time, or however that works, it's kind of like we're all doing it together, and you'll see what I mean. Psalm 34:3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And that's what I want to do tonight, so I'm going to read some verses for that. Luke 1:46-47. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. 1 Samuel 2:1-2. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. 2 Samuel 22:47. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. Psalm 99:5. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Isaiah 5:16. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Isaiah 30:18. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all that wait for him. Psalm 103:19-22. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. John 3:30-31. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh forth from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. Psalm 104:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Psalm 111:1-10. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all of them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. I have two more left. That one pretty much sums up everything, but there's so many more. I only have two more that I picked for now. Hebrews 12:28-29. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. And lastly, Psalm 63, 1 through 7. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee where I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Praise God, hallelujah. What awesome uplifting verses that can magnify and exalt his name. And it's wonderful to be able to do that with you sisters, even though, like I said, we're not together, but we're together in spirit. So I hope that has edified you. And until next time, stand strong. Love to you all. May God be praised.